Good morning. This morning's class and breakfast are Lerefua Shelema Bekarova Penina Bata Adina. She should have a speedy and swift recovery. Amen.
Amen.
We've been talking in the last few days about Birkat HaIlanot, and there are still several issues that we want to address and understand. And the next on the agenda is not per se the time, we talked about that yesterday, but with regards to the trees, and not yet the nature of the trees, but first, how many trees? If you recall the words of the Gemara in Masechet Berachot and Daf Mem Gimal, are Hayman, if a person who goes out, the Nafik, who goes out beyomed Nisan, who goes out during the days of Nisan, vehazeh, and he sees ilane de melav leveh, and he sees budding trees, makes this beracha. So first and foremost, the words of the Gemara seem a little bit superfluous, extra word in saying, Hayman de Nafik, a person who goes out. What does it mean, goes out? And truth is, Harambam's wording as well is, Hayoseh, goes out. It's for that reason that many of the Mekubalim and some of the Poskei Halacha suggest that ideally, lechatechila, this beracha should be said outside of the city. You live in the city, take a drive, take a walk outside into the countryside, into the parks, where you can see the trees in a way that are unencumbered, are undisturbed by the domestic sounds and ways of city life. Okay, that's ideal. To the best of my knowledge, most people are not makpid and don't make that trip in order to do so. But if you know you're making a trip, even to, I would say, deal, well, then maybe hold the beracha for when you're there. But the next words in the Gemara that you see, ilane, ilane is in Lashon Rabim, it's a plural word. To say a tree is to say ilan. To say trees in Aramaic, you say ilane. In Hebrew, you would say ilanot. It's based on that in the same book we quoted yesterday, Halachot Ketanot in Chelek Bet, Siman Kafhet, that's Rabbi Yaakov Hagiz, a very important 17th century Sephardic rabbi. He writes the following, Gam en levarech ela, you should specifically and only make this beracha. Yesterday he was talking about on walnut trees. Today he's talking about al ribui ilanot. Specifically and only when there are many trees. Why so? Well, the Lashon of the Gemara, he says, is ilane in plural. The interesting and significant part of this, however, is that there are different girsaot to that Gemara. If you look at some of the earlier editions of the Gemara, it doesn't say ilane, it rather says ilan de melavlev. That's a very big difference. So either the Gemara says trees which are budding, or it says a tree which is budding. Some of the Rishonim even have that girsa, Ra'avya, Ra'a, and others have the girsa, the words in the Gemara, different than those which meet our eyes in the Gemara. Our eyes meet the words ilane, trees, says Rabbi Yaakov Hagiz. Pay careful attention to that. It means trees and only trees, not a tree. If you have the other girsa in the Gemara, it means even one tree. Furthermore, Hakam Ovadia Yosef and many others point out that later on the Gemara in Daf Nun Het is talking about a person who beholds a Hakam, a wise person, or a Melech, or a king. And over there, the words of the Gemara are, if a person sees Malchei Yisrael, kings, it's again in plural, but the Beracha is even for one, or Hachmei Yisrael, the wise ones of Israel, not a wise one, and the Beracha again is even only on one. How do you explain that, Gemara? It's just a normal way of talking. When you see the wise ones, you make this beracha. When you see the kings, you make this beracha. As a result, the suggestion is as well in this Gemara, when you see the trees, it doesn't mean all the trees, it means a tree. Even, to bring it back to the last proof on this one, the halakha that we talked about some 2 days ago, about if you see a beautiful tree, remember that beracha, shekacha be'olamo, that as well, Shulchan Aruch, citing from the Lashon of the Gemara, back there in Siman Resh Kafeh, haro'eh ilanot tobot. There it seems to say in plural, but nobody assumes you need plural in terms of trees over there. So effectively what we're left with over here is a safik. There's a doubt on this matter. On the one hand, the words of the Gemara as they meet our eyes, as Halachot Ketanot reads them very literally, suggest there needs to be more than one tree. On the other hand, the earlier version of the Gemara, the version of many of the Rishonim, evidence from other locations in Halacha is that either it just says Ilan, or even if it says Ilane in plural, it doesn't really mean it means even one. Where does that land us, halakha lema'aseh? Well, certainly it means that ideally, lechatechila, you should be hoshesh for halachot ketanot. You should make certain there's more than one tree, there's no question. What if it's just not possible? I don't know, I just can't find two trees together in order to make this beracha. What's the halacha under such circumstances? So here's something interesting. In the book of Chacham Ovadia Yosef, first published, before the next one we'll mention, in Chazon Ovadia on Hilchot Pesach, at the very beginning of it, he talks about Birkot HaIlanot. On page Yod Gimal, on Yod Dalet, he makes the following very clear statement, V'lo yivarech ela kesheroeh shenei ilanot. He makes very clear it's going to be a beracha levatala. It's the wrong thing to do if you make this beracha when you don't have two trees present. He gives the sourcing and the rationale based on what we explained. He mentions that many disagree. He didn't briefly mention some of the detractors. But ultimately speaking, he says, we're dealing with a safek berachot, and the principle is safek berachot lahakel. However, as his life, I guess, and mind developed in a later sefer of his, in his Chazon Ovadia on Tu Bishvat, I noticed that his son points this out, Chacham David Yosef in Halacha Berurah Chelek Yod Aleph, he writes the following, very clearly, not at the top, but in his nimuk, in his explanation to the halacha, he says, although it's ideal to make the beracha when you see two, nonetheless, he says, "V'lachen nira shimeno mose ela ilan echad shemosi perach vayase seed mevarech alav b'shemu malchut ukedebrein." He says this accords with the words of Rabbi Chaim Na'e in his book Badei Hashulchan. So effectively, then, what Chacham Ovadia Yosef did over here was change his opinion. Whereas earlier in his life, in his time of Pesach Halacha, he felt you have to be steadfast to the words of Halachot Ketanot and other Acharonim who maintain that there needs to be two trees. If there aren't two trees, he may not make this beracha. In his later Pesach Halacha, he claimed and he settled the matter that, although ideal to have more than one, you can make the beracha even with Shem Malchut, full-fledged, regular fashion, even when you have just one tree. That as well, he cites, was the position, or is the position, of Rabbi Meir Mazuz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Kiseh Rahamim. It's as well that his son-in-law, Rabbi Dekel Cohen, mentions this in the book She'elot U'Teshubot El Yashiv Kohen Chelek Aleph in Siman Het. It is as well, as he cites, that was the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein in She'elot U'Teshubot Ribivot Ephraim of one of his students, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. He writes that he was even present, if I'm not mistaken, when Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, or he knows that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein on some occasion, it's not so far-fetched, he lived on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. There aren't all that many trees, and certainly not that many, we'll talk about fruit-bearing trees. He was able to, in his opinion, al-pidin, although it wasn't ideal, make the beracha b'shem u'malchut of berkat ha'ilanot, even when there was only one tree. Halakha l'maaseh, therefore, as we settle this matter for today, Berkat HaIlanot, although ideal, as the Gemara's simple wording meets the eye, to make when there's more than one tree, Ilane de Melavleve, nonetheless, if you're in a circumstance, a situation, either where you didn't realize and there was only one and you already made the beracha, do you go back? Absolutely not. Or, for whatever reason, you only have opportunity to make the beracha with one tree as opposed to twos, you can and should do so. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.